From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Boats are in the waters along the Louisiana coastline this morning, with crews looking for signs that the thick oil spilling from a damaged well has reached barrier marshes and islands.
We've been attacking the source of the spill out at sea, on the seabed, thousands of feet below the Gulf of Mexico.
That's BP's Neil Chapman. An oily sheen has begun lapping the shoreline. Officials say they'll do everything possible to keep the Mississippi River open to traffic. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Venice, Louisiana, where she says those in the fishing industry are growing more anxious about the spreading oil.
Venice sits right at the Gulf of Mexico, about 70 miles south of New Orleans. That's where 55-year-old Donald Cheramy, a commercial fisherman, has been working most of his life. Cheramy is not among the shrimp fishermen in Louisiana who filed a class action lawsuit against the oil rig operator BP or rig owner Transocean. But he says the massive oil leak, just like Hurricane Katrina 5 years ago, will wreak havoc on his business.
Because our industry, you know, the shrimp industry and fish industry is fixing to come to a halt. Within a week, you may have all here on this road.
Despite efforts to contain the leak, the oil spill has become a menace to livelihoods from Florida to Texas, as well as imperiling wildlife in the Gulf Coast and tourism. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
A criminal investigation of Goldman Sachs is underway at the Justice Department. The Wall Street firm is being investigated over deals it arranged on mortgage securities. This as Goldman and one of its traders fight civil fraud charges filed 2 weeks ago by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm is accused of misleading investors, something it denies. First health care, then Wall Street. Now Senate Democrats are pushing ahead with plans to overhaul the nation's immigration laws. NPR's David Welnup says they've unveiled a new proposal despite finding no Republicans to back the measure.
Past efforts to change immigration laws have always required bipartisan support, and that's what Senate Democrats had hoped for this time. But after South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham dropped his support for the latest immigration initiative late last week, no other Republican stepped up to replace him. The measure proposes benchmarks for securing the U.S.-Mexico border. It also calls for a biometric Social Security card that all job seekers would have to present prospective employers. Democrats say they'd like to pass an immigration overhaul this year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Analysts are watching for today's report on economic growth in the U.S. Most are expecting to hear that the economy grew by more than 3% during the January through March quarter. That would be thanks to Americans beginning to spend more. If that's what the Commerce Department reports, it would mark three straight quarterly gains. Many companies have reported strong earnings this week. This is NPR News from Washington. This time next week, the British elections will be over and the country may have a new government. The leaders of the three political parties fought it out last night in their third and final televised debate. As Larry Miller reports, this time the subject was Britain's economy.
Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown kicked off the debate referring to a campaign gaffe when he called a supporter a bigot.
As you saw yesterday, I don't get all of it right. But I do know how to run the economy.
With Greece and other euro currency countries in deep debt trouble, conservative contender David Cameron made this pledge.
I can guarantee you that I would never join the euro.
In earlier debates, strong performances by the Liberal Democrats' Nick Clegg kicked Brown into third place in the polls. Here, he focuses on a popular theme.
We'll need to break up our banking system so that irresponsible bankers can never again put your savings and your businesses at risk.
Most polls suggest Cameron won the debate and his Conservative Party is starting to break ahead, creating some daylight in this three-way race. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Yet another attack on school children in China, the third this week. State media say a farmer attacked students with a hammer at a school in China's Shandong province today. That's before he set himself on fire. A teacher was hurt trying to fend off the man. Five students were injured as well. None of the injuries is said to be life-threatening. There were knife attacks on school kids in China yesterday and the day before. Same-sex civil unions might soon be allowed in Hawaii. State lawmakers have given final approval to a bill that's now in the hands of Governor Linda Lingle. However, she hasn't said whether she'll sign it. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.